Welcome back. It's time for our weekly interview with State Representative Craig Redmond from Canton. Thank you for joining us again today, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, JB. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Tell us about some of the accomplishments going on in the legislature this week.
Sure. We continue to keep doing our work. You know, there are distractions, but I think we've done a real good job of weeding those out, focusing on the things at hand. So, you know, I had a survivor benefit bill that passed on the floor this week. And what that basically did was, you know, EMTs and emergency personnel have been covered by this, where if they're killed in line of work, then their survivors get to go to college, to state college for free. But one area that wasn't covered was the air evac people, the helicopter drivers, the helicopter ambulance folks, and some people that work in the fire marshal's office. And we just basically included those into that, and it was something that just needed to happen. And I was really glad to get to do that. That was a good bill. Other things that happened was had a bill about, you know, I had some of my smaller grocery stores in these rural towns that hire 18-year-olds, and an 18-year-old wasn't able to carry a package of beer out to the car of the customer that bought it. And we changed that to where they could carry it out. It had to be on the premise. It couldn't be anywhere off the premise, so it couldn't be anywhere other than the parking lot. But, you know, it didn't make any sense to have these kids. It would actually cut them out of a job had they not been able to do it. And it's been suggested to me by one of my local grocery store people. And it's always kind of a good feeling when they bring that to you and you can actually get it done. Now, the next time I go up there to do a radio show, I'm going to be able to say, hey guys, I got that bill that you want to pass. So that was a good thing too.
Since we talked last week we talked about the governor and the report from the legislature. Since then, the attorney general's gotten in on the act and second felony possibly coming against the governor.
Right. And, you know, again, it's always been my position and always will be that I want to get all the facts in, and I signed the letter that would extend out the special committee's deadline because I didn't sign it because I wanted to get the governor impeached. I signed it because I just think it's important that this thing is so big that we not rush it. You know, I've always been a one that doesn't want to knee-jerk react to anything like this, something of this magnitude. So if I have to make a decision one way or the other on this thing, I want every possible fact that I can get on this matter. I didn't sign on to make history this way. I wanted to do good stuff. So I want to make sure that we have every opportunity to get out every fact and every detail about this matter before anybody makes a decision on it. So, you know, I think with this second charge, again, we don't need to be making a decision until we hear the facts on it. So hopefully we'll get to this. Hopefully we can stay focused like we have been and get our work done. You know, the Senate finished up on their version of the budget this week. I know those guys aren't near smart as we are in the House, but we'll try to conference with them and take their hard work under advisement. And I know that in a couple weeks we'll be conferencing with them. So I've already looked at my portion of the budget that I'm chairman over, and so far we haven't got any huge discrepancies that we're going to have to come to blows on, but there are a few things we still need to iron out. They think they're smarter than me, but I'm going to tell them that they're not.
There was a report that there's about a $50 million discrepancy still in the K-12 education budget.
Yes, yeah, and that's one of the areas. I'm not over education. That's Lau Rowland is chairman, but you know, we worked real hard, and we feel very strongly about funding that foundation formula because we put that out there for them. So I think we're going to do everything we can to get as much money back in there as possible. Hopefully we can, but you know, there's just so many areas of need in our budget that everybody, you know, we kind of take a lot of criticism a lot of time. Well, why didn't you fund this? Well, why didn't you fund that? Well, I understand. But we do the best we can. You know, we try to fill all those needs and all those obligations that we can the best way we we can do that with the money that we have available to us. So there's a lot of give and take, and we'll definitely be given and taken, but we'll still be trying to do the best we can for the people of Missouri.
Anything else you want listeners to know this week?
No, it looks like a pretty day. You've got dialed up for us here, and if you could keep that through the weekend, I would sure appreciate it. I know some of my farmer buddies are getting awful anxious on this stuff, so JB, I'm going to put that ball in your court and ask you to have some nice weather for a change.
I'll do what I can. State Representative Craig Redmond's our guest. Thank you for your time today, sir.
Thanks, buddy. You have a good weekend.
You too. We'll be back with more in a moment here on Crest.